Blog Talk Radio.
He's getting ready to hook everybody in.
Okay. Okay, they said they're getting ready to hook everybody in.
They're getting ready to hook the people in. My mother's...
something you can press on to?
Well, you got
to
wait until
they can listen to it?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to reach out to the kids and let kids do what they do. And that's the internet. They're very good at the internet. And this fight and all the fights will be... The theme of the fight is...
Is she listening to Bone Crusher speak right now on it?
That's the tape.
Oh, okay. Are you still there, Bo?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what are we waiting for now?
For the pastor to come back to us, throw it back to us.
Okay. He's probably getting bombarded with the 413 numbers. I had about 10 people calling in, so I... You call my mother. She still should be able to be listening to this. It tells you what to do, too. So. My mother's online listening, and all she's getting is the pictures and stuff, but she's going to be connected in pretty soon?
Yeah. Yeah, she's
okay.
Here.
Hello, how you doing? I got lost out. So, Pastor James.
Yes. Yes.
The music don't stop playing, so we live.
Are we ready to go? Are we ready for,
yeah, we ready.
For the talks?
Yeah,
well,
let's go.
Okay. I want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. And this is James Bone Crusher Smith. And we got a pretty hot lineup of people. I'm going to start out with a old friend of mine. You know, when I say old, I mean old. We go way back. And so far as the former heavyweight champions of the world are concerned, when I thought about losing 20 pounds, and Pinklin Thomas was the first guy that I thought about. And Pinklin, are you online?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Champ. I'm here.
Pinklin Thomas, are you online?
Yeah, Bone, I'm here.
Well, you know, I reached out to you a little while back and told you about what I was doing. So I want to, for you to kind of share with the people that's on the line, you know, your name is Pinklin Thomas, former heavyweight champion of the world, and feel free to say basically why you decided to participate in the Do Right Challenge.
Well, when you reached out to me, man, I just thought that it was a great thing, you know, because I have a nonprofit car project in Brad Neighborhood Kids, and it's a mentor program. Mm-hmm. We all work with kids with who's, you know, just from single family homes, dealing drugs, gun, gangs related type stuff. And when you told me about replacing the guns with the gloves and the Do Right Challenge, I thought that was a fantastic move. That's something that nobody could probably do it better than you, myself. You know, as fighters, you know, to know that, you know, that what it takes to put down the negativity and do something positive. There's so much discipline in the sport of boxing, and at the same time, you learn to trade a skill, and if you take it to the point to where you can earn money. Become successful and have a lot of pride, and to give you dignity, and you make a name for yourself. So I mean, like to put down the strike, the drugs, the guns, the fast lane of life, you know, and start doing the right thing. Put on the gloves and get around with special, affiliate yourself with mentors, the people who've already been there, who could tell you what it's all about. You couldn't meet a greater challenge and to be successful if you surround yourself around people who have become successful related to, you know, what it takes to get there.
Thank you very much, Pink, and it certainly is a pleasure to hear from you tonight. And, you know, when I thought about former champions and being in shape, I don't know how you was able to drop so much weight. But, you know, I did want to get you on the call because, you know, part of the Do Right Challenge is to lose 20 pounds. And, you know, I started the Do Right Challenge a couple of years ago, and I was talking to some police chiefs all over South Carolina, and then I decided to just make the Do Right Challenge about losing weight and getting in shape and checking your vital signs. And I was inspired to do that by my talking to my mama on August the 1st of this year, and she was in the hospital. And she looked at me, and I didn't know at that time she was on her deathbed. And she actually had a massive heart attack and died on August the 4th. But before she, before I left her, she encouraged me to take care of myself, and I just took that as to get back in shape. And about 30 days ago, I was sitting at Cracker Barrel restaurant, and here walks this young man that he had a tattoo on his eye, and he said, "Are you James Bone Crusher Smith?" And I said, "A lot of people think I am." And so he said, "My name is Todd the Punisher Poulton, and I've been looking for you." And so he is on the line to make a long, and he's going to share with you what actually happened. And just one thing led to the next thing. But we agreed to get back in the ring next year. And Todd Poulton, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, champ. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Excellent. And I believe Pinklin Thomas is on, too?
Yeah, without a doubt, Todd. Yes, I am.
Champ, boy, I used to love watching all you guys fight, all the respect in the world for you. What a story. This is like a dream come true, boy.
Fantastic.
I may not be saying that after three rounds, but right now it's a dream come true.
Yeah. Well, look, hey, Bone, I want to just say one thing about the losing weight. I couldn't lose 20 pounds. If I lose 20 pounds, I'll become a middleweight, a junior middleweight. Well,
I want to find out how you able to drop weight, man.
I would become a middleweight or a super middleweight because I'm walking around about 189, 190 right now.
It is off the top. Wow.
But, Bones, you know me, man, and if we ever come together, I'll give you some of my tips and stuff. And
don't give him too many tips, champ.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, why don't you tell the people, how this thing got started, and you were down in Myrtle Beach, how we ran into each other, and just kind of take it away. Appreciate you.
Absolutely, champ.
Online,
I'd like to have everyone know this story. My daughter moved down to... Just to show you how God works, it's works in funny ways. My daughter moved down 3 years ago, became a doctor. She's working at Conway General Hospital. So I go down and visit her, and she's a doctor of physical therapy. This last visit, which was about 6 to 8 weeks ago, I believe, right, champ? I was down in the Myrtle Beach area, and I said, I'm starting to get a little hungry. So I pull off the highway, and I decide to go to Cracker Barrel. And I park my car. And I get out, and I'm saying to myself, this guy looks like George Foreman. No disrespect to you, champ. Let me finish the story. I go, this guy looks like George Foreman. So the closer I'm getting, all of a sudden this man's smile becomes like, what do you want, boy? And I'm like, excuse me, sir, are you? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm James Bone Crusher Smith. And I go, my God, I thought you were George Foreman. And he got laughing. And I said, listen, I've been looking for you. I want to make my dream come true. My wildest dream is to get in the ring one day. I'm a celebrity boxing champion where I fight celebrities. But my one dream was I want to get in the ring at 50 years old and fight a former heavyweight champion of the world. And how did God bring us together? You tell me. That's an amazing story. There he is. He's sitting in a rocking chair. He offered me the other rocking chair. And I whispered in his ear what I think we can do and how we can raise some money. So he was telling me about the Do Right Challenge, and I was telling him about all the things that I do to raise money for kids and for disabled people. And he goes, I'll tell you what, if you can beat me in a game of checkers, I'll go three rounds with you. So I beat him. I beat him, Pinklin. I beat him. Now, I beat him in checkers. I'm not saying I can beat him in the ring. I just want to last the 3 minutes.
And
that's basically our story, and I'll tell you, it's a great story.
I'll tell you what I would love, man. I would love to be there in the attendance of that event, because I would sit there and love to be there and sit at ringside and cheer both of you guys on for the cause, you know. I think that was.
But, you know, that's what it's
better.
This is my friend now. I really feel like I've got a great friend, and especially a Christian friend. He's a great guy. We're going to put a good show on for people, but it's definitely about the kids making the right choices in life. And when I heard this story, I was on board, and I'm telling you, I got fans all the way out in California that have followed my story, and it's about taking care of people and giving back of, you know, what we can do to give back to these kids today, you know?
Yeah.
Family unity.
Yeah, thanks a lot, the Punisher. You know, it's a great pleasure. And, you know, I'm going to turn it to Miss Edie Smith, and she's promoting an event that I'm going to be at. And, Todd, you're going to be in Myrtle Beach in there about the same time, so you might want to join me. Miss Edie Smith, are you on the Smith family? Are you on the phone? Are you on the call tonight?
Yes, hey, Bone Crusher. Ricky and I are right here. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I've enjoyed the show so far. I'm looking forward to that fight. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all became VIP sponsors, and we're excited. Why don't you tell us about your event that's coming up? Go ahead and promote your event that's coming up real soon.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to start it and let Ricky finish it. I am the promoter coordinator. Ricky is the martial artist and the teacher, and so I have my office, and it's just the, pretty much the coordination. But the event is December 7th. It's a Bushido Warrior Godstock event, and we had the privilege of meeting Bone Crusher. It was Halloween Day, actually, and so that was our connection, and he committed to help us with this event. And it raises money for Godstock, and it's an organization that helps families with critically ill children, and we've been a part of raising money for them for 10 years. And this is the 10th annual, and Bone Crusher, we're so excited you're coming in. We're doing a sparring tournament and a board-breaking event, and right now we've raised about $88,000 in 9 years, and so we're going to well go over the $100,000 mark this tournament. And but I'll let you tell, Ricky has Sidekick Karate, and he's right here. I wanted him to put his, how he feels about kids and what our goal is for this event.
Hey, Bone Crusher, this is Ricky. I'm really excited for the event, and for people who don't know, I have a twin brother, Randy. My name's Ricky. We were kickboxers back in the 70s and 80s. So, you know, we train a lot like boxers train. We had good careers. We were ranked in the world, and they actually did tag team kickboxing at one time, and we were the tag team champions of the world, and we were on a five-man kickboxing team that was undefeated, called the Charlotte Warhawks. We're here in near Charlotte, North Carolina, in China Grove. But our event, what we do, the kids go out, and I have probably 120 to 150 kids, and what they're doing, they're going out and raising money for each round that they fight. They're getting pledges, and we give them a nice four-foot trophy for participating. Our fight's not against each other. This is a fight. The Bushido Warrior Code is, for the sick kids, I shall fight. And they're going to all get together and fight for the sick kids. And then they're also going to break boards, and they go out and raise the pledge money and for each board they break. And we're going to have some board breaking after the event. We're going to raise money. We're going to have a really, really good time. We got a lot of people coming and a lot of support in the community. And thank you, Bone Crusher, for getting with our vision. And I cannot wait. We got a table at your fight. Randy and I got the $1,000 table where we can mingle with you guys. We're going to have a great time. We're going to get in there, and God bless you for your vision and help you all we can. And if anybody's interested in my event, and I'll turn it back over to you, it's www.sidekickmma.com, and they can get on there and read about our event.
Thank you very much, Ricky and Edie. We appreciate you, and we look forward to being with you. And, again, Todd is going to be in Myrtle Beach. He's up there in Massachusetts, but he's going to be in Myrtle Beach about that same time, and hopefully he can join me down there at your event.
It would be a pleasure to join you, and I'd love to sign autographs, bring my two world championship celebrity boxing belts with me, and anything I can do to help out, that's what it's about.
Yeah, appreciate you. And I think there might be another special guest on the phone, on the call tonight. This week, I was pulling up to the post office here in Myrtle Beach, and here walks a couple. And they walk out of the post office, and I could hear them and see them talking about me, and they were saying, and the gentleman says, this guy has to be an athlete. And so we start to talk. And he introduced himself as Tom and I think his wife, Lisa. And we just started talking and come to find out he's from Ohio and been in Myrtle Beach a couple of years. And they have agreed to be on to kind of be the one of the coordinators of the week-long event. So we're going to, you know, the week-long event includes on Thursday we're going to have our annual summer camp, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then on Saturday, we're going to have the reception, and then we're going to have the North Carolina versus South Carolina amateur boxing. And then Todd and I, we're going to do a special three-round exhibition. And we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have a lot of things. But at this time, if Todd and Lisa are on the phone, on the call, I would like for them to just share a few words and just tell the folks on the call, you know, why you guys decided to get involved in the Do Right Challenge.
Good evening, Champ. Todd, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too.
Todd almost got a similar story. Lisa and I woke up and didn't have anything to do. We knew in our minds that, hey, we needed to get some stamps today. So we didn't have to go and went to the post office, came out, and just like your story, Bone Crusher and I crossed paths. And instantly, you know, I just felt the energy coming from him.
How about it?
There you go. There you go. Just an inspiration. And then I keep walking with him. And he showed me a book, and I said, I'd love to read that. It would be an honor. And of all the things that I knew about the champ, his book, I learned even a lot more about him. Most importantly, and then we'll talk about the program. You know, I was so impressed, besides, of course, him being a world champion, the only world boxing champion that ever graduated from college. Another thing that I learned, you know, Reverend, you know, James Crusher Smith, so that touched us. A gentleman, and we wanted to get involved, Lisa and I, and team up with Bone Crusher because of his ideals, what he's done, and what he wants to do in the future. It's just
absolutely
incredible.
God bless.
God bless. I mean, you know what he is working for as a country. You know, we have forgot about our children. of everything that's going on. It's alarming to turn on the TV today.
Sure is.
Our kids. So we felt touched. We talked. We texted. The only thing that I haven't came through yet for him, I promised him that I would work out at 7 o'clock in the morning with him.
Well, don't forget,
and
sir,
being retired,
wake up the rooster.
That's 7 o'clock. Todd, I used to play a little bit of college football. So you
okay.
know that athlete, didn't you?
Absolutely,
that 7 o'clock
sir.
Came awful early. And to think that I used to get up to 5
o'clock. Crusher's ready for his afternoon nap at 7 in the morning.
Absolutely. And that's another thing about his book. Gets up early, goes to bed early.
Check this out, gentlemen. What I want to do is I want to give all of you guys my great inspiration coming from my heart, and I admire Bone for doing what he's doing, and for the major support that he's getting from everybody. And I think it's nothing but the greatest that can be done for the kids. And all I would want to do is to be there and attend and hear about and see to hear the blood, sweat, and tears that you're going to be going through in the mornings and hear about it and see it as it come off the ring. I'm sitting inside and let some of the blood, and the sweat, maybe not the blood, but the sweat and some of the tears that come off, and maybe I can take some with me home. But I would love to be a part of that. So I'm in support of everything that you guys are doing. Bone, I'm going to have to get off of here, man, because I got something else I've got to take care of, but I just want to let you know that love you, man, and you just continue to do what you're doing. And, gentlemen, do what you got to do and maintain, and I love you, man. Bone, keep in touch with me and so I can be up on what's going on, okay?
Hey, Champ, listen, that was great. I want to ask you one question. I was wondering if you wanted to work my corner because I could use all the help I could get.
Well, I tell you what, if we make arrangements, we'll see what happens. You know, if I'm in your corner, man, Bone, you might have to
I need a tag
out.
Team partner with hands on the champ that he's got, boy.
Well, I know I know a couple of his tricks, you know, so I might be a secret weapon for you, man, but I don't know. We can't talk too much on the phone.
You got it. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Something's going to come out of you.
And thanks for giving it your all in the ring. You were a great champ.
Ahead,
thanks, champ.
Thank you, man. God bless you all.
You too.
God bless. Okay, I'll see you later, man.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, getting back to and one of the few texts that Bone Crusher never texts back, I said, I actually, Todd, text Bone Crusher, and I said, I find it strange how we cross paths. And
how about it?
I you know, gave me goose pimples. And, you know, there was a reason. Lisa and I came home, sat down, I said, you know, we didn't even have to go get those stamps today, but I told her, let's go. And then out we come. Bone Crusher said it, you know, I said, hey, there's an ex-athlete, babe, you know. And I agree. I thought he was a defensive. You're going up, it looked like to me, and I'm a big boy, Todd.
I'm sure.
Like, hey, he looked like a retired defensive tackle that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, my fiance liked to hear that. That's her team.
Oh. Well, if that's her team, the university that I went, we was neighbors. If she was up from the Pittsburgh area, I went to school at West Virginia University. So that
no
was
kid.
Yeah, that was a great 4 years to play against the University of Pittsburgh. But getting back to the program, we just, you know, we felt blessed meeting Bone Crusher, and we looked at each other and said, do we want to jump in the ring to assist? And you know, we believe, you know, we sit and we watch that TV. Let's go back to the TVs, you know, what our children is getting into. And if we don't do something now, we will lose all of our children.
I agree. Absolutely. You're right.
It's scary. You know, I'm a statistic person. One out of every four kids is being raised today. No statistic out yesterday evening. One out of every four children in the United States, kids, is being raised by a single parent. We just have a lot. You know, we should give back. I believe you said, I've heard that from Bone Crusher, to give back. Being a former athlete, I believe in that, to give back. You know, we were looked over from the heavens. You know, we were fortunate, and it's time to give back. Give back.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Hello,
Lisa. Is Lisa there? Do you want to say a couple words?
Yep.
Yes.
His name is. Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
No, this is. No, my name is Kathy.
Hi,
Jim. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. My grandson is Contrell, and he's being trained by the Punisher.
Yeah, hey, oh, so nice to hear from you, Kathy, and I'm so glad that Cantrell there to be able to speak to the champ.
Oh, yes, he is.
I know he's been waiting to meet Mr. Smith on the phone, so go ahead, Cantrell. Tell Mr. Bone Crusher not to hurt me. Go ahead,
hey,
buddy. Talk.
Hi, Mr. Bone Crusher.
How you doing?
Go ahead.
How old are you, Cantrell?
I'm Cantrell Daniels from Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Are you coming
the
to Myrtle
Punisher,
Beach?
The Punisher been training me. And I enjoy boxing.
I've been training you how to box, right?
And thank you for letting me. Thank you for letting me be part do right challenge.
Oh,
fantastic. Yeah. Welcome to the call. Nice meeting you, and I look forward to meeting you in person.
To boxing. Also, I also want to say good luck to both of you.
Thank you very
Cantrell, much. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. And you continue to make good choices in school and help Grandma at home, and I'll see you in the ring on Saturday.
Well, you know, thank you very much. And I just want to bring the folks on the call. Bye-bye. And I had a very good meeting yesterday with the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, and I sit down and talk to him about some possibilities, how we can get kids in his city involved in the Do Right Challenge. And, you know, kids are very good in a lot of things, but they're really good on the Internet. So I asked him to propose to him that we would make a citywide project on getting kids to help promote this city and at the same time help communicate and use social media and help promoting the Do Right Challenge. So he was very receptive for that, and he agreed to be part of the Do Right Challenge. And his part would be to do a competition between the city officials and the county officials. So Ricky and Edie, if y'all are still there, I know you have contacts with the mayor there in your city. Maybe we can talk to the mayor about doing a similar challenge to get the kids engaged and involved in a citywide project to promote this city
and at the same time promote the Do Right Challenge. And hopefully we can get this spreaded around the country, not just in North Carolina and South Carolina, and hopefully we get mayors to plug in and do a citywide project all across this country. Because, you know, as I was growing up, my mom and dad would always say, idle mind is a devil's workshop. So I think we need to get people, kids and people engaged on a special project. And I think the word Do Right is a great phrase. The Do Right Challenge is great. And this is something they can help promote their city and at the same time help promote the Do Right Challenge. Ricky, are you still there?
Yes, sir, Bonecrusher.
What do you think about that, Ricky?
I think that's a wonderful idea. I tell you what, our commissioners up here need to set an example. They're going at it in the papers and the media. That'd be great. We might just let them get it on in the ring and do something, break a board or something, and get people involved. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. You know, I'm coming in there early, so hopefully we can sit down with the mayor and the city officials there.
Actually, Bonecrusher, I had talked with the mayor's office today, and I did tell him you were coming in, and I'm sending them an email for Monday morning, and I will put that in the email, just summarizing the events, and so you are coming in Friday, because I was going to try to set a meeting so you could discuss it, but I'll explain what you just summarized, and see if we can get some reaction, and maybe even get you on the phone with the mayor, okay?
That'd be great.
And I also wanted to say we'd love to have the Punisher come and assist you at the event. And if we know, we need to get some publicity to him, too. I'd love to meet him. And I will be in Myrtle Beach to see who wins.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. It would be a pleasure to meet you, too.
Okay.
Excuse me. We got 615. What's
the name? 615. Would that be Rex Grimmin?
Rex Grimmin, that's right.
Rex Grimmin. Rex, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, James, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the call and the radio show. Why don't you share with the people how long we've been knowing each other and how we got to meet each other, and what do you think about and how the Do Right Challenge will work in Nashville?
Well, I think it'll work. I've known James Bonecrusher for a long time. I had the privilege of serving on the boxing committee with him. James was appointed by the governor of North Carolina, the head of the boxing commission, which Rufus Edmiston, the attorney general, secretary of state, got going. And the reason North Carolina succeeded in that was because of James Bonecrusher Smith. And it was a privilege to serve with him. I would like to say this, though. The guy that's in the I don't know the guy that's challenging you, but the guy that's going to get in the ring, he's going to know he's been in a fight the next day. He's going to be hurt.
Thank you so much, sir.
Rick. Don't tell him that.
Hey, Rick, I'd just like to say, as the challenger, I already chose plan A. Would you like me to tell you what plan A is?
What is it? I need
Punisher. Am I allowed to tell him what plan A is, champ?
Punisher, go ahead and tell him. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Your name is Rick, sir?
Rex.
Okay, Rick. One of the first things that he said is, now listen, Punisher, I Googled you, and you've got some great, you know, you fought celebrities, but I'm a heavyweight, retired heavyweight champion of the world. It's a little different fighting me than it was Jose Canseco or Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael Lohan. So plan A is you go in the ring and we put a good show on. If you try to take my head off, we're going to go to plan B. And he goes, Do you have good health insurance? And I said, I sure do. I got Obamacare. And he goes, well, we don't want you to have to use it, champ. So remember, two things he told me. Don't drink wine, drink alkaline. That's number one. And remember, champ, plan A, not plan B. Well, there's a little funny quote from the champ.
Plan A.
Well, a lot of plan people are excited. James showed up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway for us, and a lot of people are really excited about the hearing that he's going to do this fight down Myrtle Beach, and they're going to bring quite a crowd down there.
Thank you so much. You know, it's great and everything we could do for these kids. And, hey, listen, this is incredible, a 60-year-old man and a 50-year-old man. You know, people, I told a news commentator once on TV, and feel free to go to the toddpolton.com. That shows you about what I do and the people I've taken care of, sir. But I always tell people most 50-year-olds are eating potato chips and wanting to take cat naps, and here me and the champ are thinking about getting in the ring. I mean, it's an amazing story to get in the ring at our ages, and especially his age. And we're gonna put a good show on for the kids and for everybody, and respect one another.
Well, that's a great thing.
Let's don't forget that there will be a lot of amateur boxers from North Carolina, and they will be competing against amateur boxers from South Carolina. They will be young boys and young girls from all over the state, both states, and they will be representing. So, and there's going to be some great entertainment, intermission. I was with David Thompson last night in Wilmington, NBA Hall of Famer, and he said he'd love to come and probably feel forward. There's going to be a lot of NFL guys, a lot of boxing legends there. So, we just want to help get the word out, and don't forget we're going to have this radio show every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. And I want to thank everybody for being on the call. We've got a few more minutes. Pastor Hill, are you on? Would you like to say a few words?
I just like to say I appreciate everybody for calling in tonight. We want to continue to have the show every Friday night from 9 to 10. Me and the Bone Crusher met about 3 or 4 weeks ago in Bone, South Carolina. And, hey, we just connected. Thank y'all.
Sure did. And we're excited about it. And, this is a great call. We just got to get inviting people to come on, and we don't know how many people is on, but you want to. How many? What is the capacity of this radio show, Pastor Hill?
I can't even tell you. They were coming back. They kicked me out. When we get this many people, coming on and questioning and talking, sometimes he'll kick me out. So I can't tell you till tomorrow, sometime probably, who we had on here. I see people on the internet got dropped off. It really, we couldn't have the show. It seemed like there's just many people on at one time. I'm going to call them and find out what we can do.
Do anyone have a question? This is the bone question. Do anyone have a question for me at this point?
Hey, James?
Yes.
James?
Yes, sir.
Hey, James?
Yeah, Rex, can you hear me?
Yeah, James, one thing that could be a concern coming up, I don't know, how big is this place that you are going to hold this event in? Because there's, is it going to be a limited room? Because there's going to be a lot of people coming.
The X Sports Gym is at least 100,000 square feet facility, and it might be closer to 200,000 square feet. It's a huge place. Yeah, we won't be having it. We won't have the event. I mean, we won't try to take up all that space, but I think we can get at least 3,000 people in there.
Hey, Bone Crusher, I don't mean to butt in, but I'd like to remind you, remember when they showed us that back room with the warehouse, and I believe she said 5,000 to 7,000 could fit in that back warehouse room.
Yeah, they have the space, and it's just a matter of
of making sure everybody get good seating. But we're going to have fun. It's promised to be great fun. I know the kids are going to enjoy it. I was at a amateur boxing show last Saturday in Wilson, North Carolina, and I saw a young heavyweight I was very impressed with. He's 27 years old. He looked like me when I was 27, and he asked me to be his mentor. So I said, you know, he won the fight, and this is what we're doing, and this is part of what we're doing. We're trying to identify guys that have some amateur boxing experience and professional boxing experience, and with the right guidance, the right mentorship, they can take it to the next level. So this is the first year that we're going to be doing this. You know, I'm going to retire after this fight, and Todd probably retire after this fight, but we want to promote the kids every year. So it's going to be North versus the South every year in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and to kick it off, it's going to be on Thursday. We'll have the annual summer camp, boxing summer camp on Thursday, June the 12th, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, summer camp. And then on Saturday at 6 o'clock, we'll start receiving the VIPs and sponsors and celebrities, and then the show starts at 7 p.m., and we have the amateurs roll it out first, and they'll be doing their thing, and then have intermission, and then Todd, the Punisher, and myself, we bring up the rear, we do the main event. And then on Sunday, for golfers out there, Sunday, June the 15th, Father's Day, we're going to have my annual golf tournament, and it's just going to be an exciting weekend. I mean, the middle of June in Myrtle Beach, I mean, it's going to be wall-to-wall people. That June is the peak of tourism in Myrtle Beach. So the beach is going to be great. Great beaches, great food, great entertainment, and we're going to have a great time. So go ahead. If you haven't made reservations, go ahead and make reservations. I know we got 7 months out, but the sooner you make your reservations, our host hotel will be the Clarion. And the Clarion is about a mile or two from the X Sports Gym, and everything is going to be centrally located. And you can text me or email me, and my phone number is 910-658-3408. And my email is bonecrusher8@aol.com, and I'll shoot you the email, the phone number for the Clarion. Again, it's going to be the host hotel, and the X Sports Gym is the venue where we're having the fights. And we're just going to have a great time. And we're getting close. I think we got about 10 more minutes. Anyone else have a question for me or Todd?
I thought I heard AJ trying to call in too from California. Was he? Did I hear his name?
AJ, are you out there? Tom, do you have another question?
You got another phone? Is that AJ? Would AJ be 518?
No, AJ would be, 518. No, I don't know any 518.
818.
818 would be AJ? I don't see AJ. I see some people got dropped.
Okay.
I don't see AJ.
Okay. Wayne Lofton, are you there?
I think he got dropped. He didn't call back in.
All right.
How about the 631 from Long Island? Is that still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
631. Okay. Long Island. Is that
still out there? Yeah. Do you have any questions? Anything you'd like to say?
Well, you know, what are your plans for helping these people lose weight in different cities?
Marty, is that you all the way?
Yeah, that's
me. York?
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you. What's coming up next? What rounds are coming up in terms of helping people lose weight?
Well, you know, part of the Do Right Challenge, Marty. First of all, thank you for calling on the radio show tonight.
Welcome.
And you and I have been friends for a long time, and you have your own program, and you can promote your own your program there. And your book and whatever. But anyway, the Do Right Challenge, part of that, you know, I made the challenge to lose 20 pounds to get in something similar to shape, and then I work out 5 days a week, at least 30 minutes a day, and I normally take off on Wednesdays and Sundays, and this is a plan that I think anybody can do to lose. I think just give yourself 90 days or 6 months or whatever it takes, but if you get on a plan, you cut out those sugary drinks and start drinking some alkaline water, you can lose that weight and get back in shape.
Well, what kind of workout are you doing 5 days a week?
Well, I mean, I'm riding my bike, and some days I ride my bike, some days I walk, some days I go in the gym. Right now, kind of a light schedule right now, kind of getting the whole body and the bones getting back lubricated and getting back in some kind of condition. Because, I want to be a testimony of and let people know that the Zumba products work, and they can join my Zumba team if they want to. If they want to make some more money with a home-based business, I'm promoting that. And I just feel good, man. I feel like I've been hooked up to a battery charger for the last 12 months, and now the battery cables have been hooked up to my toes, both toes, the left toe and the right toe. And I feel charged up, and I feel good. I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. Marty, do you have any other questions?
Well, I know you're charged up. You know, we have to get these 60-year-olds in the mental shape that you're in.
Yes.
And I think, I read your book, and I think a lot of 60-year-olds need coaching.
They need to get out of that rocking chair. They need to get out of that laser board. They need to get up. They need to walk around the house, walk around their condo or whatever.
Yeah.
They can do something for 30 minutes. You know, they can do something for 30 minutes.
Well, you know, this audience has to know that you're the people's champ and the people's coach.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Marty.
No, you're welcome. It's great to be on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you now. Anyone else would like to say anything? Again, we will be back at 9 o'clock next Friday. Every Friday will be, and I want to, while I have a moment to wish everybody, because Thanksgiving will have come and gone by the time we're here next Friday. So we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your family, spend time with your family, love on them, kiss on them, and, you know, because we need to do that because we need to appreciate the time that we have with our family because we never know when it's going to be the last time we have, you know, we have time to enjoy and eat, break bread with our family and friends. So, I'm very excited about the project, very excited about the Durack Challenge, very excited about Todd the Punisher Holton and his family, and being able to hook up with him and them, and down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's going to be a great situation. And normally, I would say it's going to be a knockout, but I won't say it. But it's going to be great because we got Plan A.
You want me to show up? Because if it's Plan B, I'm not coming to Myrtle Beach. Hey, this has been great, Bone Crusher. I want to thank you and everybody, all the guests. It's been awesome. And, yes, I agree with you. Everybody get together for Thanksgiving and definitely love and hug and kiss the kids. And it's what it's all about, and spend some family time this coming week. And I'll be down to see you next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Absolutely.
All right, that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We will be down there. So, Mindy, my fiance, saying she's looking forward to meeting you and going out and going to Olive Garden and only having salad.
Yeah. Did Barry Bateman get on? Barry, did you get on the call? Barry's up in Northern Virginia. And actually, next weekend I got a book signing up in Maryland and New Jersey, but I'm going to quickly get back and join you, Todd, in Myrtle Beach. I know we got some things we got to do in Myrtle Beach, so I'm going to get back here quickly
and spend some time with you, and we're going to do some promotions and meet some people and sell some tickets and sell some tables. And
you got it. What are you, you looking at getting back in town on that Monday or something?
Yeah.
Okay, super. All right, champ. It's been great. God bless.
All right.
Take care.
All right, see you later. Mr. Hill, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
We got a couple more minutes. Do you have anything else you'd like to say? And got any ideas on how we can expand the call? We want to just really do an outreach. This is part of the ministry. We want to really do an outreach on the kids and get these mayors hooked up, connected. We can get these mayors connected and make this a citywide project as we go around to different places. And we want to, because of technology, we can reach out to people all over the world with this technology we have.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
So, you know, if everybody that's on the call now, we just reach out and forward the radio show number and let people know how they can be part of it. And we just want to include people around the country, around the world. And we have a project, the Do Right Challenge. It's a ministry, and it's a ministry of encouraging people to take care of themselves, get in shape, lose weight, get in shape, and make good decisions. And that's what we're doing. And I think mayors around the country would want to embrace a project like this.
I think so, too. They've been great. We're going to close with a prayer.
Yes. Right. Would you like to do it, or you like for me to do it?
I'd like for you to do
it. Oh, well, okay. Well, let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you for this radio show tonight. And, you know, God, I know I can see it. I can feel in my spirit that people are being blessed because of the words that we're saying. And we just want to keep sharing the words and keep encouraging people to understand that you are God, and you are God all by yourself, and all things are possible through you. And we just want to get strength knowing that you are God, and you have our back, and you have our front, and you're just blessing us.
Yeah.
Bless every person that's on this radio show tonight. Let them go out and include and invite people to be on next Friday night show. And until let them have safe travel. And let them have time with their family and eat some turkey. Not too much turkey. And we thank you, God, for all of this and all to come. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say amen.
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 Yes. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
Come on, rise to your feet. I've got evidence here.
I've got it.
I've got confidence. I'm a conqueror. I know that I win.
I know
who I am. God wrote it in his plan.
Conquer the enemy.
He wrote in
my destiny.
behind. Victory's here.
Victory.
I know.
Identity.
My name is
victory.